A $75,000 federal grant will expand anti-trafficking efforts in 46 central Illinois counties. The Illinois State Police coordinates law enforcement efforts, while the Center for Prevention of Abuse in Peoria heads up victim services responses for the Central Illinois Human Trafficking Task Force. Tim Shelley talked with the center's executive director, Carol Myrna, and their human trafficking department director, Sarah Seyfried, about what the expansion means.
This is going to allow us to serve a greater population, a larger population, and bring vital client services and protections that survivors of human trafficking deserve. So we are particularly excited to be able to receive this grant. We feel very fortunate, and we're looking forward to putting it into action.
I don't know, Sarah, if you want to expound a little bit, because I know human trafficking has already been a priority for the center for quite some time, but what does the grant allow you to do that you couldn't do before, or how does it allow you to do it better?
Yeah, so, you know, we opened our human trafficking division in January of 2018, and our priorities from the beginning were to build community partnerships and really strategize with key stakeholders on how we could enhance our community's capacity to provide services to this population. And so what this grant allows us to do is expand our victim service population, so be able to expand our services to survivors of both sex and labor trafficking, as well as coordinate with law enforcement and other key stakeholders to identify victims as well as prosecute the offenders. So it really is a collaboration, a partnership through the U.S. Attorney's Office and the state police.
So does it usually start with a survivor of trafficking comes to you, says, I need help, and then you help them get involved with the police and the criminal justice process, or does it work the other way around, or a little bit of both?
Our referrals come from a variety of places, so we certainly get a lot from law enforcement, hospitals and other medical providers, social service agencies. We get referrals from the community as well. So the goal would be there will be no wrong door for a survivor to reach out for help. And if they do reach out for help, that all of our key stakeholders within our service territory will know to call our organization to get that help started.
So can you talk a little bit maybe about some of the survivors you've already helped in the past?
Well, we've been fortunate enough to provide services to over 75 individuals within the last 2 years of opening this division. Our youngest was 11 when she was being trafficked. She was a victim of sex trafficking by a family member. Her mother provided her to a landlord for sexual services. And our oldest client came about from a referral from federal law enforcement. She was actually our oldest client at 62, and she was a victim of labor trafficking through the number one venue currently for our state, which is domestic servitude. So she was held basically as a household slave for 7 years by her employers, forced to perform domestic chores.
That was the Center for Prevention of Abuse's Executive Director, Carol Myrna, and their Human Trafficking Department Director, Sarah Seyfried, talking with WCBU's Tim Shelley. You can find the full story at WCBU.org.